Coach Ferentz yesterday was kind of joking about how he wanted to give Adam Robinson, you know, 40-plus carries. What's that? That's something he would be excited about.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. I didn't hear that from him, but yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, running the football is something obviously I like to do because it's what my position does. But yeah, that'd be awesome.
What kind of goes through your mind when you think about, you know, this week's game and considering like the last couple of years and matchups that you've had with Penn State?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a great great rivalry. It's been great games, you know, throughout my career and, you know, the years previous. And yeah, it's just a fun game to play in, and Penn State's an excellent team.
Is it kind of amazing for you to, when you do reflect back on the game that was here a couple years ago and you see where you guys are now as a program as opposed to where you were then, like less than 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great game for our program, and but yeah, we, you know, we're just trying to, you know, prepare like we do every week, and you know, have our best week of preparation for the game against Penn State.
Have you gotten any looks in one back sets? Running back?
Occasionally they like to put me back there, you know, for protection reasons, or third down situations, or to give A-Rob or the other running backs a break. But yeah, I'm just there to block pretty much.
You're not going to get it unless it's like third and 37.
Yeah, third and 37 is perfect time for me just to get a nice handoff, and no one else is paying attention except for me.
Do you still keep in touch with Tony Lombardi?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he comes, brings his kids to the games, and I think my parents and his family still keep in touch on occasion. But yeah, he's a busy man, tough to get a hold of. But yeah, we definitely definitely try to keep in touch with him.
But he seems like my son plays Metro Youth up there.
Okay,
and he's,
nice.
You know, he's the varsity coach at Washington.
Right.
He's there organizing all their 5th grade, 6th grade, 4th grade teams. He seems like a guy who's...
Oh yeah, a high energy guy. Always has the most energy on the field. I'm sure he was even crazier as a player. But yeah, he's always got tons of energy, and he's definitely loves football. That's for sure.
You touched on that. We asked Andy about that yesterday, and what do you say?
He said this is the brains behind the operation.
Yeah, he
right
said
here.
You were the deal.
No, I mean it was a team. It was a team deal. Me, Rick, Turpin, and all the other seniors really just thought that'd be the best way to represent our senior class. That's for sure.
People think that's inspired from the movie. What is the movie? I'm losing track of movies really fast. The Ricky Bobby thingy.
Oh, hey, Talladega Nights. Yeah, that was an instant classic there. Definitely one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies, that's for sure.
Did he say something? Did the Stanzi line with Chris Myers, was that something that was out of that movie? I can't remember.
Oh, that's a good question.
I
mean,
my favorite part was the baby Jesus at the disco.
Yeah, absolutely. That was
awesome. My wife even laughed at that.
Yeah, that was
she
hilarious.
Liked PBS.
I can't think if that was an exact line, but something along the lines I'm sure was in that movie. but yeah, I think Rick came up with that one on his own.
Do you guys ever jokingly say if you're not first, you're last, like when you're doing like running drills? Or?
Not as much anymore since that movie came out. I think we watched it in camp in 06, our first year, but definitely a couple years ago, if you ain't first, you're last. That was you know, said throughout the day, almost on a daily basis for quite some time there.
Hey, man, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
How would you assess the running game to this point? You've had 3 really good games and then the Arizona game.
Yeah, we've run the ball well. Majority of our games, you know, Arizona, we didn't run the ball as well as we have liked to, and you know, they're a tough opponent. And we're just trying to work hard on week to week basis, and especially during practice to prepare ourselves the best to, you know, run the ball the best we can.
What kind of test is Saturday night going to be in that regard?
Yeah, Penn State's a great defense, and you know, they've been tough. They've been tough for, you know, a ton of years now. They've got a great program, and it's going to be tough to run the ball and do anything against them offensively.
Is Penn State a kind of defense that's kind of set up for you, though, where it's just going to be a grinded-out kind of game?
Just looking back from the years previous, past few years, it has definitely been a grinded-out game. And, just looking to prepare the best we can.